Hey girl, is your mind filled with thoughts of what to eat, when to eat, you ate too much, or you need to eat less? The thoughts are endless. Are you feeling consumed by this thinking and you really need the tools to find your way out? Well, today I want to talk about the obsession over food and give you some tools that you can use to fight this God's way. Bringing my faith into my journey has been a game changer, and I pray for you that you will receive this word as encouragement today and are excited to dive in.
Hey girl, welcome to the podcast She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show.
There was a long stretch of my life that I was constantly obsessed over what I wanted to eat, what I could or couldn't eat, or whatever it was surrounding food. For me, it really had taken over my thought life. Everything that I felt like everything surrounded or revolved around food, and it just totally consumed me. And I really had no joy because of where I was in my mind all day long. I just couldn't focus on really anything else. It was always coming back to the same thought. And it was completely exhausting. And I don't know if you can relate, but you're here, so I'm thinking that you can, and you've been in the same place. And so how do we allow God to begin to change us in such a way that our minds are fixed on the things above? Our minds are fixed on the things of eternal life, the things that really do matter. And this was so convicting for me. When I began to change my thoughts, it really began to change my way of thinking around food. And I want to give you these three tools today to really help you get out of this way of thinking and really shift your mind to what is most important, what is eternal, what's making that impact in your life. And when we're consumed with thoughts of food, it doesn't free us up to do that. So let's get into these tools here. The first one is to set your mind on Christ, which, you know, if you have been a Christian for any length of time and you're in his word, you know, his word is clear, blatantly clear, that setting our minds on Christ can really set us free, right? It gets our mindset in a place that is off of ourselves, off of our struggles, off of the challenges of life. And when we set our mind on Christ, we can begin to trust and to let go of the things that are holding us down. Start your day in his word. This is the practical piece here, is you can't expect to set your mind on Christ if you're not spending time in his word. And I like to do it first thing in the morning. Even sometimes periodically throughout the day, I'll just pull up the app on my phone and just read a scripture. Sometimes I've got a daily devotional that comes to my inbox. I'll read a daily devotional as well, just to get his word in me. And this has got to be a priority, because if we're not getting God's truth in us, then what truth are we going to begin to believe? We're going to begin to believe the world's truth. Start your day in his word, but also start it in prayer. You know, really coming before God with a postured heart to receive, to listen, to be attentive to what his truth is saying to you, but how does it apply to your life? Like, how does God want you to walk out that day? Or how does God want you to handle a situation at work? Or how does God want to handle the relationships within your family? Like, we need his truth. We need him to come into our hearts and our minds and transform us. Share your thoughts by journaling them. This has been something, a practice of mine for a very, very long time. This is one huge tool that has helped me come out of this obsession mindset, and journaling thoughts, journaling prayers, listening to different messages, other podcasts, whatever, and taking notes and just getting the truth of God's word deep down in. And The more that we do this, the more we can really begin to shift the mind, shift the way that we think, shift the way that we behave. And this is so crucial. So number one is set your mind on Christ. Number two is to set your mind on things above. So it may not necessarily be specifically, God, what it is that you want me to do, but God, how do you want me to walk this out today? Shift your thoughts to what is most important to you, like the things that God has placed on your heart to do, the things he's called you to do. What are those things? Maybe you need to list that out. Maybe that's ministering to your family. Maybe that's a particular position that he's got you in that you are making a major impact every single day. And just setting your mind on the things above, which basically means, right, the things that are making eternal impact. Like, God, show me how I can impact others for you. And I can't do that when my mind is constantly consumed with thoughts of food, right? We're distracted. And when we're not distracted and we've got our mind set on the things above, we have the ability to let go of the struggle that's consuming our minds and our hearts. And we can focus outwardly and really allow God to use us. You know, make a list. My suggestion would be to make a list of the top three most important things in your life. Like, what are those? Or, and I guess this could really go two different ways. One would be, what are the things that you're making most important in your life? And what are the things that should be the most important thing in your life? And looking at those lists and thinking about, you know, for me in that season of my life, the most important thing, the thing that I gave the most thought to, the most time with, was food, was dieting, was trying to figure out how to lose weight. These were the things that were consuming me. And so on paper, I could write something like, well, God's the most important thing in my life, but I wasn't thinking about God nearly as much as I was thinking about food. So when you're making these lists, think about what three things am I putting so much importance on? And is this really what God wants for me? And then really, what should be the most three most important things in my life? And see how those things match up. You know, quit giving energy to the things that are not eternal, right? This is such a challenge for us in this culture that we live in, the busyness, the drive, the desires. It's so hard for us to break away from the world and what the world says and focus on what God's speaking to us, getting ourselves into a quiet place to be able to hear, to come into his presence and just listen for his voice as we pray, as we read his word, as we try to set our minds on the things above. God will begin to change that in us. The last tool, number three, is when a thought above food or about, sorry, when a thought about food comes in, replace it with scripture. When you are, you know, the verse that talks about taking every thought captive to the mind of, to the obedience of Christ is the food, when the food thoughts come in, when it's a thought about, I don't look good in this outfit because I'm too fat, you know, when a thought, this is all surrounding food, right? How you look, what you weigh on the scale, how your clothes fit. This all surrounds food, your obsession with dieting, losing weight. It all is interacting. So when a thought comes in that is placing something negative in your head, and you're going to continue to replay that, I want you to choose a scripture. I want you to find a scripture that speaks the truth about who you are in Christ. You are enough. He is enough, which means you are enough. When you are a Christian and you follow Jesus and you've given your life to him, you are enough. You have Christ in you. And with him being in you, it doesn't matter what else is going on. You are enough. And I think it comes down to accepting ourselves and loving ourselves because God loved us first. He created us in his image. And when we replace the thoughts about food, about ourselves, about body image, whatever, we place that with scripture, with the truth, then we're getting, again, we're getting that mindset, just one scripture at a time, one thought at a time. We're getting that mindset where we're focusing on something else besides food. So, you know, the things that have eternal impact, this is what we want to be focusing on. how do we live our lives to do that? And when we are getting that scripture in our hearts, that can begin to translate into our thoughts and into our behaviors and really living out this life that God has called us to live. You know, the other piece is when those thoughts come, start praying for other people. Let it be a signal for you to pray for others. When we're praying for others, we don't have any time to think about ourselves. We're so consumed with ourselves. I am like number one here, feeling like I am so self-centered, so focused on me. I don't ever take the time to pray for other people. And this is a great way. When a thought of food comes in, let it be a signal for you to pray for someone. Well, whoever name comes to your mind, whatever name that God prompts your heart with, but flip that out so that you can begin to put your mind, your mental load into real practice, into real eternal impact, and watch what God can do. You've got to practice these daily. You have to practice in order for things to begin to change and develop. We can't get good at something unless we practice. We can't just think about it once and then forget about it and then a month later do it again. It just doesn't work that way. It's really anything in life. Practice it multiple times a day. Your mindset is going to begin to change. I promise you that. God will do a work in you that you will never understand on this side of it, but it's amazing what he can do. And, you know, watch God change you when you decide to put him first. Romans 8:5-6. I want to leave you with this. Romans 8:5-6. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set your mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. This is a fantastic piece of truth, a reminder that when we are consumed with the things of the flesh, it's only going to bring death. It's only going to bring sorrow. It's only going to bring depression. It's only going to bring the things that bring us down and away from God. But it's when we can shift our minds and focus on the things of the Spirit that he will bring us life and peace. And gosh, what an amazing thought to have a peaceful mind when it comes to obsessing with food. I pray that you receive this truth, that you are encouraged to know that there is a way out and you can take these steps today to begin practicing. I would love to connect with you. You can email me at taraj@dietditching.com. Would love to pray with you, pray for you, just hear your story and where you are and encourage you. You can always come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, connect there as well and find others who are like-minded and walking this journey together with you. Take care and God bless.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.